it was established that the mother of this apparent Jew was never Tevu Shingeus. So, Omar Rabbi Shua Belei, Omar Kavase Milui Topu Nidus. In other words, that he is considered Jewish. The Jew, that his mother was never Tevelis Shingeus, but the mother was observing mitzvahs, and every time, every month, she went Tvile, which in Yuzo, she observed mitzvahs, so every month, she went Tvile, which in Yuzo, so Mimele, she became a Geyeres through the Tvile that she made, which in Yuzo, even though the Tvile, which in Yuzo, is not in the presence of Pesim. So it appears from this Gemara that the Eved Tvile is effective even if it's not the Tvile. And furthermore, now this Tvile was not a Tvile Shemgeus, it was a Tvile Shemidus. So it appears from this Gemara that in order to become a Geir, it's not necessary that the Tvile be explicitly Shemgeus. It has to be a Tvile Shemyadus because of the mitzvah Atah. In other words, if somebody, if a goy or a goyim, will immerse himself or herself in a mikveh just to refresh himself or herself, then it's not a good feeling. But if, let's say, a goyim was tevelis herself with shenidus because of the din ator that the nideh has to be tevelis, so it's a tefillah with shenyadus, even though it wasn't explicitly with shenyadus, so it's also a good feeling. Okay. A good tefillah. So that's why, so we see two chidushim in this Gemara. Number one, that tefillah, the Eved, is effective even if it's not the Bezdin. Number two, that even if the tefillah was not explicitly Lishem Geus, but Lishem Yadus, so it's a good tefillah. And then, Ahud HaMikorli Bar HaMoyim, someone who was treated like a Jew, and then it was found out that he never was stable Lishem Geus. He was an observant Jew. So, true, he never made a tefillah l'shem Yehus, but he made a tefillah l'shem Yadus, because of the minhag Yadus, because of the mitzvah of Yadus. Tefillah l'shem Kerye. So, it was Eile l'shem Yehus also. Oh, so Teisves and the Kashe, Teile Goma l'kamon, the Gea Tzol Shleisho, the Nishpitzir Bey. So then Teisves gives the Teretz. ויש לימא דהי דבינון שלישו, היינה לקבול את המצווס, אבל לא יבטל. So this is the thing is that Kabbalah's mitzvah is even more common than Tfil. In other words, Kabbalah's mitzvah is miyakim. Without Kabbalah's mitzvah, so it doesn't become a geir. And even if there is Kabbalah's mitzvah, but if there is no bezdin by Kabbalah's mitzvah, so it's not a geir. But Mila Tfila is also Maki, but Shleisho doesn't require. And Mila and Tfila does not have to be Lishem Geus Mamish. It has to be Lishem Yadus. The Rambam Shiti is in the country. The Rif and the Rambam, they say that Mila and Tfila have to be with Shleisho. And if it's not with Shleisho, so then it's ineffective. It's null and void. So what do they do with the Gemara? Ahuda Mikorali Baramaisi, Omar Abbasin Mili Tobulu and Yusuf. So the Rif and the Rambam explain it differently. Not that a tefillah l'shedidus is a good tefillah for geirus. In order that the tefillah should affect geirus, so the tefillah must be feiresh l'shem geirus. But here, a certain man was considered as a Jew because his mother was Jewish. But then. The rumor started to circulate that his mother never went to a tefillah. So Rabbase said, we should not pay attention to such a rumor. Because if we see that this woman always goes tefillah l'shem Yedusah, so it's a raya that everything, why does she go tefillah l'shem Yedusah? Because she wants to conform to the Torah. So it's a raya that this rumor has no basis. So it's a raya that there was tefillah, but the people of the town just didn't know. That doesn't mean that the people of the town have to know of the tefillah. Maybe the tefillah took place 20 years ago, and there was a best too, but the people today don't know about it. They won't be false in it. So in other words, according to Teisves, so the tefillah lemitusso itself affects Eros. According to the Rambam, the tefillah lemitusso itself doesn't affect Eros. It has to be tefillah in Eros mamish, and it has to be with the best. But here, we are talking of a person who was, for a long time, he was considered a Jew. And then, all of a sudden, a rumor started to circulate. He's a boy that the mother never went to tefillah. So Rav Asi said, since everybody knows that the mother is a Shemeres Mitzvah, and that she goes every month to tefillah, when you do so, so it's a raya that she did go to tefillah, and if they invest it, so that the people don't know about it. But if it is established that the Tenoch Haname, she didn't go to tefillah, or even if she did go to tefillah, she goes, but it wasn't if they invest it, so then it's not a good gerus. On the other hand, the Shita is a Rambam is, the Shita of Rambam is that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not miyak. So in other words, most of the gerim today that are that take place, that are handled by conservative rabbis or even very orthodox rabbis, doesn't make any difference. It's giyosh leikaloch, it doesn't make any difference. In order to be giyosh leikaloch, it doesn't have to be handled after by a conservative rabbi. It can be handled by a very orthodox rabbi. It's shalikaloch, it's shalikaloch. So the overwhelming majority of the gerus today, I would say at least 90% all of America is giyosh leikaloche. But there is one type of giyosh leikaloche that lechatchila we're not allowed to be the guy where they have the gerus is an effective gerus. There is another type of giyosh leikaloche that not only lechatchila we're not allowed to do it, but even the eved, it's not effective. So let's say, so most of the gerus who are the guy by heart, who are the guy by heart, that's Rabboni. And then, after the gerus, they deport themselves, like going, no Shabbos, no Kashrus, no Tarzan Shmoch, and nothing. So according to the Rambam, they are gerus. According to Teisves, they're not. According to Teisves, they're not. Now, Teisves, look here, there is a machlikis between, a machlikis tanoim in regard to the kusim, whether kusim gir emesei or kusim gir aroyis. Why? So one Tana says, the Adonai who say, Kusim Gerei Agoyesei. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Rochim, Esel Kimo Yireim, Vesel Eyem O Yireim. So after they were Mizgaya, the Kusim, Adishim Romi. So they were Goyim, whom Sancheirev brought over from other countries, and he settled them in the Eretz Yisrael. And then they were attacked by the lions. So in order to ward off any attack by the lions, so they won't megaya themselves. But after they won't megaya themselves, so the posik is made, as a lekivo yoreim, they clear that kodesh baruch hu, but as a leyeh yoreim, they continue to worship the idols anyway. So there is a machlekes, whether kusim yirem is saying, or kusim yirago is saying. Now, if we say kusim yirago is saying, so the kusim are going, mun. If we say kusim yirem is saying, they are Jews. Now we pass through like the Mandoma Kusim Yeremese, except that Bidere Shal Rabame, so the Chachomim were Gezer, that they should have a din of Gap. But Midrai say, until the Takone by Rabame, so we pass through like the Mandoma Kusim Yeremese, the Arjus. So here in Gemore Molokam, in the same soup, Gemore mentions also the Machlekes, where we got Kusim, or the Kusim Yeremese, Kusim Yeremese. So one Mandoma says, Kusim Yeremese. They're not here. We have a gap in Paschima Mesif, the Kamali Gomez, Haloche de Keremes, Pulon, Hanan Mile Hashem is Gaia Ligam, Abu Gere Arayes de Hoche, Lo is Gaia Ligam, it is simply because of the Shemo Yereim, Veselike Moyeim. So in other words, so he says, because the Gemara says that we're not allowed to be Mikabu Gere if he is Mizgaia himself out of Mulkil Yamoy, because he fell in love with the Jewish girl, or if a goye wants to be misgaya herself because she fell in love with bachur in the soil, so we're not allowed to be misgaya. But suppose they were misgaya, so the geus is chal. There is no shail about the geus. So he has the kashe. So why do many tanoim say kusim yahoye say? But everybody says halacha the geremes say hanem milei hashem misgaya umigam. Abu Dhabi is the whole Heloid is guy on the ground. כי נרסים לקרוא את השם אוירי, וסלהיהם אוירים. So when do we say that even though someone is misguided out of ulterior motive, so his soul is still in good care, in the care of all, if he's misguided out of ulterior motive, but once he's misguided, he's a Shema Mitzvah. Mashiach can hear the good thing. They were misguided out of ulterior motive, and after the Geulah, they continue to worship idols. So in Mele, the Geulah is not even effective there. Then Tzitzis says, Umandoma Geremes. So the question is, why does Umandoma say Geremes? And that's the way you pass me, the Geremes. So bad and safe is Gai Oligam. So Tzitzis is saying, and this Tzitzis is mentioned, Yivomes, Imchu, in three places, Tzitzis says the same thing. So Tzitzis says that the Mandoma who says, who's in Geremes? Why is it Geremes? That at the end, they were misguided again, then they gave up that bazaar. Only the first few years after the Geulah, they continued to worship at the bazaar. But after a few years, they gave up that bazaar. The implication being that if the Kutsi had never given up that bazaar and they had died, as if they are bazaar, then everybody would agree that they are not Geulah. Why? Because one of the ingredients of Geulah, according to Tzitzis, is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And according to Tzitzis, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is even more humble than Bilu Tefillah. All the three are me'akim, but Bilu Tefillah is effective in Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. And this has to be Bifnei Bezdin. So the merits of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Tzitzis Shittin is, Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not consist of lip service by saying, I hereby undertake to observe all the mitzvahs. It has no worth if there is lip service. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means must be followed by commitment. But if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is followed up by Shmiras HaMitzvahs, then the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is something. But if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not followed up by Shmiras HaMitzvahs, by commitment to the Torah, then it's just lip service, so it's nothing. So the Geulah is no Geulah. And the reason is why Woman Doma says that the Remes, because the safety is Gaia Ligam. I said, and in the Chumash here, so I said, and it cannot be explained any other way. Teisa doesn't mean Umandoma Geremes, so that we say this guy Oligamle, that they went through a new Tvila and a new Mile. So why does one Mandoma say, who's in Gera? What do you say? So this guy Oligamle means that at the beginning, when they were misguided, they continued for a few years to worship idols, as the Pesuk is made on them. But then at the end, so they gave up the abilities of it. So the Mele, that's the Machlekes. So it's not the Machlekes in its case. That's the Machlekes. In view of the fact that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an essential ingredient for Geulah. And without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so the Geulah is null and void. And Kabbalah's mitzvahs cannot consist of mere lip service. So Kabbalah's, in order to be considered Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it must be translated in action. It must be followed up by a commitment. So the question is this. Suppose there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and at first it is not followed up by commitment, but ultimately it results in commitment. So that's the machlekes. So the Mandoma who says Kusingiyahu is saying, so when is Kabbalah's mitzvahs if it is immediately translated into commitment? But if at first, so there is no Shmiras HaMitzvahs, but later on, after a few years, they become Shmiras HaMitzvahs, so then they require new Geulah, and new Geulah they didn't go through a new Geulah, so in Mele there is no Geulah. Mandoma who says to see Geulah is saying, as long as the Kabbalah's mitzvahs ultimately results in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, so then it is a good Kabbalah's mitzvahs, even though for a certain period there was no Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Anyway, so we see, according to Tzitzis, there is a machlekes between Mandoma who says, Kusin Girahu, he say, and Kusin Gereemes, and Kusin Gereemes, and we passing like the Mandoma, Kusin Gereemes. We passing like the Mandoma, Kusin Gereemes. So that means the Kabbalah's mitzvahs there has to be, but as long as the Kabbalah's mitzvahs has to result in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and as long as it ultimately results in commitment, so then it is a good Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So the Meile, this is the pshat, according referring to Rashi in Bavotam. Not that they're referring to Rashi in Bavotam in regard to Rekin. So there is a machlekes in Mitzias. There is no machlekes in Mitzias. You see, the Tanakhama says that it's in Yosheru Benochi. Even though, if you were to count all those assimilated Jews who call themselves Jews, all those assimilated who apparent Jews, so you would have Rubom Geri. But you see, you just had a mute of real Jews. And then you had the majority of the inhabitants of Rekem. So were human beings who were misguided, and they were mikabel mitzvahs. Elo shein tei, v'nei agim b'chukis anochi, v'arein ki Yisroel gomer. What does it mean, v'nei agim b'chukis anochi? It doesn't mean that they don't observe kashas. It means v'arein v'da v'zor. But Rashi emphasizes, elo shein tei. What does it mean? Sometimes you can find a geir who is misguided, and he really wants to be mikabel mitzvahs. He wants to become mitzvahs. But he's so ignorant, he doesn't even know what mitzvahs are. But if he'll be told that this is against the Torah, so he'll immediately give it up. But he was not told that this is against. So these so-called Jews never became committed Jews. Why? Not that they defied the Torah. They were willing to comply with all the mitzvahs at all. But they were so ignorant that they didn't even know that it's against the Torah to worship idols. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda calls them Tei, Elo Shein Tei, B'nei Agim B'chukis Anochi, Barim Yisroel Mumer. So the Tanakhama says, inasmuch as Abedizor, Yishpulo Kineget Polat Erekule, and Mumer Abedizor is Mumer Polat Erekule, and in the Chumshi, we pointed out that if someone is a Jew who is an Eved Avodah Zarah, even if he's a Tzaddik Shenishbo, he still has a din of Emunah Chatzer. He still has a din of Emunah Chatzer. Even though he's a Tzaddik Shenishbo, he's anonymous, he doesn't have a Shem Roshe, but a din of Emunah Chatzer Kule, he has. So the Tanakhama says, since Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an important ingredient, and if too there was Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but it never resulted in Shveras HaMitzvahs. They remained David Arizore. True, they were such galen that had they been taught, they would become Shveras HaMitzvahs. But they were so ignorant, no one ever enlightened them about the Torah, and they remained in their ignorance. So they remained David Arizore for the rest of their lives. So the Tanakhama says, but Kabbalah's mitzvahs is lacking. True, they could have become Jews if somebody had enlightened them. But the fact is that no one enlightened them. So Mimele, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs were element was not realized because it never resulted in commitment. This is Tanakhama. So Mimele they say, that Tanakhama says, they did not become Jews. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Since they were mikabel mitzvahs, and they were willing to comply with the mitzvahs, and if any Jew had enlightened them, and they told them that Avodah Zarah is against the Torah, they would have abandoned Avodah Zarah. But no Jew enlightened them. So machmas toyes, machmas ignorance, they are neyagim b'chukis anochi. So mele it's considered that there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and they are Jews. So in other words, it's not a machlekes in mitzies, but it's a machlekes in a din. Now, this is that we can say this pshat in Rashi according to this machine. But according to the Rambam machine, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not even active, so then we have to, according to the Rambam, we have to explain the machlekes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda the way Rashi explains it in Nide. In other words, according to Rashi in Nide, so the Shaila is, so true, there is raw inhabitants are going, but there was a major portion of the population that were named like goyim. They were named like goyim, and they did not comply with the tznias. So the question is, do we have to be rechange for that major mute or not? So that's the machlekes. So according to that pshat, it would be mashma. According to Rashi's pshat, it would be mashma that comfort. That according to Rashi's pshat, it would come. So that means that in regard to that child, in regard to that child, suppose someone become mitzvah. And it's really, you have such gerim too. Gerim are produced in the United States and in China. In the same way, as everything else is fact and changed in the United States. So gerim are also produced and in China. So you have all kinds of gerim. You have gerim that do not have the intention to become committed Jews. And no matter how much you guide them, they'll still not abandon their lifestyle to which they adhered before they were misguided. And you have gerim who, while they deport themselves, like when you're moving, if somebody had approached them and had been becoming them and had told them what Torah is, they would become Jews. So the question is, so it's a very relevant child. What about these? Well, first of all, there is a shaila, even in connection with the gerim who are not willing to become committed Jews, with all the guidance. So according to the Rambam, they are gerim. According to the Tesvis, they're not gerim. And then, even according to Tesvis Shite, that when there is no Shiras and Mitzvahs, so the Geos is null and void. Suppose it is the kind of a Geir who is not a Shem, not a committed Jew, but is not a committed Jew because of ignorance. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what Shabbos is. He doesn't know anything. But if he would be approached and would be told, he would become a Shem and Mitzvahs. I know of such instances too. So the question is, does he have a din of a Jew or not? So, according to Rashi's pshat, in Borokami, it's a machleket between Tanakami and Rabbi Yehuda, and now he's like Tanakami. So it means that he's not a ger. According to Rashi's pshat, he needed. So the machleket is as to whether we have to be cheshish or not for these gerim. But if we knew that is, so Tanakame says we don't have to be Hashish and the Kesen came from those Geiras. But if we knew that the Kesen originated with those Geiras, those Nochiyas who were Messiah and who deport themselves like Goyim, since they are only Teim, so then it would be Mitame. So according to Rashi's Pshat Nida, it's Mashma, that even if we assume that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is Ma'akim, so but if there is Kabbalah's Mitzvah, but the Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not result in any Shmiras HaMitzvahs because of ignorance, and if the Ger would be told what the Mitzvahs HaTorah is, he would start observing those mitzvahs, so then he's considered it. Mikvar Ludim Lerud. Emeri, Shehiz Kerud, Reashminon, the Afal-P, Shehoiso, Nikris Kvar Ludim, Al-Shem Vemudim, Shehoiyum Yitzuyim Gotomi, אפילו רואה צורך לימה בפני לכת ובפני לכת ולחושי כבוד עצ Now, what's called in the mood? That's my voice. So the V says, so why is the V was bothered by a certain cash? The important thing is that even though it is so close, that it's even a close movement within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, whatever movement means. We saw that took shot in the beer. One shot is that movement means it's surrounded by three sides, by artists. Another shot is that it's within the 2,000 hour radius, that was from Shabbos. So whatever movement means, so the important thing is here that Rebbeza is telling us, the finish of Rebbeza is that even if the Shmiah delivers again from Baal Rudin, which was Chutzlah, but it was so close that it was even movement in Zichtrumi Eretz Yisrael, he still has to say Ponech to Ponech. So why do they have to say, Rebbeza Achim Mipaludim Lulud, Rebbeza Rima Achim Mipaludim? Why does he, the destination in which he delivers the gift is of no importance. The import of significance is the place from which he delivers the gift, not the place in which he delivers the gift. So why do they say Mikvaludim Ulud? Let him say Mikvaludim. The point is that made where that even if the get was executed in Kvaludim, which is Mughlem Setumish Art Israel, and he delivered it in Art Israel. So what difference does it make? Where delivers it? Whether it delivers in Lud or Hebron or Yerushalayim? What difference does it make? The important thing is that even if it is brought from Kvaludim, why do they mention it? In a reach, it is Kvalud, Lashim and Avotisho is Nikris Kvaludim, Al Shev and Eludim, Shoyim Mitzuyim, Al Shev and Eludim, Shoyim Mitzuyim, Vatom, Abil Hoche. So, Klima for an Echtav, Uri for an Echtav, Vilui Choshif Yerud Atzma. In other words, Kvaludim, Ludus Nazisman, and Kvaludim was a good story, but very close. So apparently, Kvaludim, the connection between Kvaludim and Lud was like the connection between Chicago and Skopje. So, it's a, now, you have the number of Jews in Skopje now, but all the Jews who live now in Skopje, at first they lived in Chicago, in West Rogers Park, in Hollywood Park, in Peterson Park, and then they moved to Skopje. So there is a great connection between Skopje and Chicago. So the same thing was true of Kvaludim and Lud. In other words, that not only it's a chiddush, that even if a shliach delivers a get from Kvaludim, and where does he deliver the get? To Lud. And all the inhabitants, the present inhabitants, residents of Kvaludim, originally lived in Lud. They originally lived in Lud. But then, within the last few years, they moved from Lud to Kvaludim. So you could say, you could have a very strong case that there shouldn't be a requirement for Nechtu for Nechtu. Why would the Chachorim Misakir for Nechtu for Nechtu? Shmoor, Yitzhumikami. But here, it was sent by someone who originally lived in Lud. And it was sent to Lud. So there is certainly great communication between Ludim and Lud. I mean, all the people came from Lud. So there is great communication. So it's a kind of, so still, shall we tackle it in the Nesayam? So Rav Lezer says that we have to say for that. Alright. The Rav Lezer of Eirish, the Rav Lezer is Kashir, the Damino, Acha Rav Lezer Lud. Because Rav Lezer at the time he lived in Lud. That's why he mentioned Lud. But in the Panama doesn't make any difference. Where it is brought, whether it is brought to Lud or it is brought to Yerushalayim or it is brought to Hebron or in Haifa. But what he mentioned is, they literally, the Kolshin Shalay and Zoya Lahaska, the Hebron will look at Kamikaman in the Yahweh, the Art Israel. The Pshiti, the Art Israel poet. So why should he mention the Kamikaman? The Kamikaman doesn't say, I'm going to get to the Yam the Art Israel. Because where does the Kamikaman live? He lives in the Art Israel. So in the Melee, he doesn't say, oh, it's not such a strong cash for him. The Ashkelon Kidoren. So Ashkelon and southward of Ashkelon is Chutzlaretz. And even he won if Ishliya delivered the get from south of Ashkelon. And Ashkelon included. So he has to sing for that. So that means that Ashkelon is on the border of Eretz Yisrael, but itself has a Dinah Chutzlaretz. This Yorah Metam, the Ashkelon of Eretz Yisrael, the Yishua, the Zoret, and the Sheretz. Hadidini vashkaleini uksivi piloli yisroeli nachlo kashu tzivisoch vahakach lo vdo kidrsiv vishayftin vahir kidiru vesaz vesashlo vetvulo. So it's mentioned in Shayftin that Ashkelon Yehudo was Kevesh. So it's Eretz Yisroel. How is it the Mishnah says that it's Chutzlaretz? The Kamel Yehud, the Kishon, the Kamel Yehud, the Mitzrayim, the Kopio, the Bobel, the Kach, the Kamel Yehud, the Mitzrayim, the Kishon, the Kodidin, the Kvulim, the Kishon. In other words, there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael. Now, in the year, I mean, it was printed years ago in the Journal of the Jews of Sephora. It's on this day's list. and also on the Sugiyim and on the Sugiyim of Tafopim Sugis, Avonim Terah. But he discusses the thing about Israel. So there are two types of Eretz Israel. There is an Eretz Israel that not only were they Mitzrayim Kedesh, but they were Bovel were also Kedesh. And then there is another type of Eretz Israel that they were Mitzrayim more Kedesh and they were Bovel were not Kedesh. Now there is a difference in regard to the Kushan Shedon that Yehoshua was Mekadish Eretz Israel, so in the past, the Dush of Hashem of Kitcho Mishaito, the Loi Kitcho was a That means that the Dush that was realized in Eretz Israel through the conquest of Eretz Israel by Yeshua came to an end with the Golas by Yisrish, with the home by Yisrish and by Yotanet. It came to an end. Now, so that means that in the 70 years intervening between the Bais Rish and the Bais Sheni, Eretz Yisroel had no Kedushin. Had no Kedushin. Then, when Koiresh, King Cyrus, granted the license to the Jews in Bobel and Poras to go to Eretz Yisroel, to build up Eretz Yisroel, and to settle in Eretz Yisroel, and ultimately they were granted the license to build this Hamikdosh. So then Ezra and Nehemiah and Chagaschal and Malachi were again the Kaddish Eretz Yisrael. That was the second issue. But how the Kochim Kopshel Mitzrayim and Kopshel Bovel? So the Melee, those places that the Mitzrayim were Kaddish and the Bovel were not Kaddish, so have no Dusha now, because the first Dusha came to an end. Now, most Rishonim passed that the second Dusha is Kitchel Mishai to Kitchel Mishai. But the first Dusha is Kitchel Mishai to Kitchel Mishai. So the Melee, so those places that the Iribobel were Kavish, that the Iribobel were Kavish, I mean, Dafke the cities that there is so much pressure is being exerted by Carter and the State Department and even by many Jews and even by so-called Jewish leaders that should be given way to the Arabs, so Dafke these places are the places that there were the Bovel were Kedesh, that had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But there are certain places that the Bovel were not Kedesh. So the Melech, they do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because true, after the Chum by Yisrishin, they had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but with the Chum by Yisrishin, so then Kedusha came to an end. And the second Kedusha was never Chalanet. So there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is an Eretz Yisrael that Kopshuah with Bavel, and there is an Eretz Yisrael that Kopshuah with Yitzchayim, or Loi Kopshuah with Bavel. Now, as far as Trumis and Maestres is concerned, so Trumis and Maestres depends upon Kedushi. Well, this is what I'm saying. I mean, but there are many other points. The Trumis and Maestres depends upon Kedushi's orders, not upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, but upon Kedushi's orders. And so Mele, the places that Kopshua and Mitzrayim and Kopshua and Bovel, like Bishon, so the Gemara Yehud says, look Kopshua and Bovel. So Mele, since the Kedusha Rishino terminated, and the Kedusha Shnio was never realized on Bishon, so Bishon is not higher than Tumis Maisres. Because Mitzvah Akuris Boris, like Tumis Maisres, Leke, Chik, Chateye, so require Kedusha on it. But then the Rambam says, Rigabi Smiche, the Rambam says in Zilch Sanhedrin, Rigabi Smiche, that now Smiche is only named in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not named in Chutz La'aretz. So the Rambam says that Kol HaMikeni Shekopshel Yitzrayim Adam Fishal Yitzrayim Yitzrayim Smiche the Eges Bein. Why? Because Smiche is not told in Dushes Eretz Yisrael, Smiche is told in Shem Eretz Yisrael. What does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? Pshutik Yimashmoye. The land of the Jews. Of the Jews, do what it means, the land of the Jews. Jews could be, a group of Jews of multimillionaires could buy all of Argentina, they could buy territory, land, and buy all of Argentina, so it wouldn't have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, because then they'll have title, they'll have private title in Argentina, if they'll buy part of Argentina. But Eretz Yisrael means that it belongs to Klal Yisrael. In other words, the title is vested in Klal Yisrael. And then Eretz Yisrael, apart from the private title that each Jew might have a specific portion of land, because he is a descendant of school, he is a descendant of Yehuda, he is a descendant of Yonim. So he might have title in a specific portion of land, in a small piece of land, but there is title to all of Eretz Yisrael is vested in Klal Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael. So the Mele, that gives it a Shem, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz of Yisrael. In other words, that belongs to the Jewish people, that belongs to the Knesset Yisrael. So the Mele, Smiche is not based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but Smiche is based upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. And what is the essence of Shem Eretz Yisrael? The fact, the title is vested in Klal Yisrael. The title is vested in Klal Yisrael. Now, so in Mele, Ligabim Tzatul Yisboret, that is told in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Mekevi Shekov Shom Tzayim Kov Shom Yisboret, so does not have a bit of Eretz Yisrael. Ligabim Smiche, so that is told in the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So, the Goles to Mechadnetzah, the Chum Vaisrishen, did not divest title from the Knesset Yisrael. The Knesset Yisrael had an Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban says that first of all, as far as Eretz Knan is concerned, so that was given to the Obes and through the Obes, so it belongs, it descended the Yerushe to Klal Yisrael. So Memele, the Ramban says, Achuz HaSeilom. So the Ramban Chumash says, what is it in Achuz HaSeilom? That no kibush in the world by enemies can divest the title of Klal Yisrael. So it's not shayach to say that the kibush of Nebuchadnezzar divested the title that Klal Yisrael had in Eretz Yisrael. It's in Achuz HaSeilom. So Memele, the Shem Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Knoan dates back to Avraham Avinu. Even before the Kibush Yerusha. So Memele truly say, now the halacha is that Dusha Rishaino is Kisho Rishaito, or Kisho Rishaito, Dusha Shnil is Kisho Rishaito, Vei Kisho Rishaito. So the Rambam raises the question, why is Dusha Shnil better than Dusha Rishaino? So the Rambam gives the teretz, because Dusha Rishaino was on the Kibush. So Memele, Dusha that is real, that takes effect. Through Kibush comes to an end with the kibush of the goyim, since the kedusha took effect from kibush by the Jews, so it came to an end through the kibush by the goyim. But the kedusha shniyo did not take effect through kibush. There was no kibush. They were not until the Hashmonaim. So the Jews in the Parishayim in the Second Commonwealth had no independence, had no sovereignty. Only with the Hashmonaim they gained the gates of it. So how? So there was no kibush. So how was Eretz Yisrael established through Chazokeh? Because they settled upon the land. So if the Kedusha takes effect through Kibush, then it comes to an end through the Kibush by the Goyim. But if the Kedusha takes effect through Chazokeh, so it doesn't come to an end through the Kibush by the Goyim. So that's why Kedusha Rishaino is Kitcho Rishaito v'Goyim Kitcho Zilovei, and Kedusha Shlio is Kitcho Rishaito v'Kitcho Zilovei. That's in regard to the halachas like Tumas Maisres and Sakuris Boretz that are grounded in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Mele that came in Shekhov Shem and Tzayim Shem and Tzayim, there is no Mitzvah Sakuris Boretz. Masha'in came Smiche that is told in Shem Eretz Yisrael. And what Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? That it belongs to the Jewish people. So it belongs to the Jewish people even before the Kibush Yehoshua. It belonged. Eretz Yisrael Mosekes V'yadeinu Ma'aviseinu. So even before the Kibush Yeshua, so mainly the Kibush Yeruchadnetzah could not negate the collective title that is vested in Klal Yisrael. So mainly Shem Eretz Yisrael remains. That's why the Rambam says that Tzmicha is made in all the kings, Shekavshu and Mitzrayim, Lekavshu and Mitzrayim. Now the question is, here the Chachamim were misak, that if someone brings a get from Chutz La'aretz, so he has to send it for a nechtel for them. Alright, the Tam is for Mishmo, the Tam is for him to be timely. That's the Tam. But then, there was made, the first Chachamim was made, so it's not mistaber that every time Shliach delivers a get, so the best thing will a appoint a group of experts to determine and its merit whether this particular village from which the gift was delivered to Israel is in between Kainei Dafkin Mishmona. I mean, so once the Chachomim made the Chachomim, so it's like blue. So to the town is because of Lishmo, it became Lishmo because of Tzilikani. But then there was a takonet that if the get is executed and delivered from Chutloret, so we have to stay shliach at the same for that Chutloret. The town is because normally in Chutloret there are in Tzilikani. But we are not at liberty to determine each situation and its merit, whether that is Tzilikani or not in Tzilikani. So, I mean, that is obvious. So, Amitamshiki is that on account of the fact that usually those places where they were bombed and the bombed were not Kiddush, so there were no, they weren't very common Chachomim, they don't know what it means. So, the main of the fact of the Chachomim was that Ufarendachtam should be based upon Chutzvorets from the point of view of Dushe, not from the point of view of Shemer. In other words, so what do we have to consider here? Whether the get was executed in the Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Dusha Se'at Yisrael, not whether it was executed in the Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Shemer. So this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm talking about the public of Shul. Don't say come with whom? Can it be shot? How the calling of the Israel is of the Bobel, who have it on the Napoleon to be shot? Then when he didn't put you shot. I will go share the record the Hag of Marshma Hoch and Abel Utsuarez, who see the Yeshua by catch with Scottish Barathol. So then you'll say the same parents. Because here, Hutsuarez means Hutsuarez in the sense of Dushas Artiswell, not Hutsuarez in the sense of Shemar. So anyway, we shouldn't say Bifonai, Nechtav, Ubifonai, Nechtav. We shouldn't say for Nechtav. And here, Rav Gamliel says, so we shouldn't say Bifonai, Nechtav, Ubifonai, Nechtav. We shouldn't say for Nechtav, Ubifonai, Nechtav. And Rav Gamliel says, "If a maybe in a reckoning a chaga, he has to say it for Nechut Nechtam." And then the Kamehu says, "No, it's for a different reason, because of Aloha Smuchay." V'yesh leimar, "Yitrei rekel lechaga, v'yisei rekel lechaga lechzika be'avrom, v'yesh v'kodesh v'yishur, v'yitad minom v'rekel lechaga be'av shal Abimelech, v'lafnisht, v'yisei hoyo be'at Yisroel, die Mistome, die Avrom, die Yitzchok, die Dorin, der Arz Yisrael. So that works. So, Rekel de Chagor, that is mentioned in connection with Avrom of Inu. So that was an Arz Yisrael. What's the Chaye? Because that was Plishti. And Avrom, die Yitzchok, for a certain time, did well in Plishti. And Plishti was an Arz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, the Goyim, out of the devotion to us, so they called out the soil Palestine. Why Palestine? Because the Philistines many times fought against the Jews. So and they occupied the cities of the soil. So because of that, the justice of the Goyim dictated that the Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Kanaan, is really the land of the Philistines. That's why it was called Palestine. But it says the same thing. I mean, the Philistine is the Eretz Yisrael. So Palestine now is spoiled as a lot. So they say, in all your bears is soil, the wisdom of the Prophet or the Lord of the Earth is soil. For Yeshua Name Mash, the Plish the Earth is soil. They say, like in the Chago, or your Marobe is soil. The Plish the Marobe, the Yam Plish the Mediterranean Sea Yam Plish. The Yam Plish the Marobe is soil. The Reckon, the Chago, the Masnitz, no Yabe Mizra, Kidamino reckoning in Israel. So it's different records. So Ramtam says, there are two records. There is a record That is the Maror, and that is the Eretz Yisrael Mamesh, and it is Yibukov Shur Rikobel. And then there is another Ekel, that is the Mizroch, and that's Chutzroch. Now the question is, when he says, well, the Tam says, that the Rekem of the Mishneh is not the Rekem of the Plishti. So, what is it? The Rekem on the east of Eretz Yisrael. So that's Chutzroch. What does it Rabbi Tam mean it's chutzvoret? Does it mean it's chutzvoret mamesh, like the United States? Or it means he calls it chutzvoret because Rabbi Tam shita is that takonim for the nechtam is contingent upon chutzvoret in the sense of dushas Yisrael. And if something is chutzvoret in the sense of dushas Yisrael, even though in the sense of shem Yisrael it's Yisrael, so then vis-a-vis, if I'm is to be treated like Hutzlaret. So maybe even the Rekem B'Mizro has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. But regarding Fonechtam, it's treated like Hutzlaret, because Fonechtam as long as it is chutzlaret in the sense of dushas, that remains to be seen. Alright, now he says, Teisa says that plishni, that Rekem Lechador was in the plish of the plishni, must have been there soil. What's the raya? Well, it mentions another raya, but one raya is the mistomed adom beats of oidom there the soil. Why is Shotzim Mishpameh? Because, Chazal say, Ki em Avrom Avinu es kol ha-terekom. So in Meile, Avrom Avinu must have written that twice. But from this thesis, we can deduce a very important thing. Now, we just saw that there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael in the sense of Dushat Eretz Yisrael, and there is a type of Eretz Yisrael, not in the sense of Dushat Eretz Yisrael, but in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. For example, Bishon. So, Dusha Rishaino was realized there, Dusha Shnei was not realized, Dusha Rishaino was bottled, Dusha Shnei was not bottled. So, in the Melech, there was no Dusha Shnei and Bishon. So, Bishon had the Shem Eretz Yisrael, it was not there, a Dusha Shnei. So, Tumas of Mitzvah depends upon Dusha Shnei. Smicha and Megla Rufi. Now, another thing that depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Dusha Shnei, is Megla Rufi. Megla Rufi is only there in Eretz Yisrael, not the Kutzlar. So, it's mentioned in the Rambam that every mocking that the Shem Eretz Yisrael is Egla Rubin's name. So, the question is, how about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah, the Reiser, mitzvah Yudis, to live in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah, the Reiser, Yudis. But I spoke about that, and it was also written in the Torah about that, of the So I show that according to the Rambam, there is also a key mitzvah rising living in Eretz Yisrael. But whereas according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah yubis, according to the Rambam, it's only a mitzvah yubis. So there is a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's imperative, and according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah yubis. Now, what does it depend on? Does it depend upon Gushas Eretz Yisrael, or does it depend upon Shem Eretz Yisrael? How about, can you be carrying the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael by living in Meishon? Or not? So there is a raya from this Teisa. Teisa says, why? How do we know? Why such a presumption? Because, ki em Avrom Avinu es kol ha-terekom. And what the mitzvah of Torah is, live in Eretz Yisrael, so we may have Avrom Avinu certainly cannot be suspected of not fulfilling that mitzvah. So if we say that the mitzvah, the kiyuma mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, does not depend upon Eretz Yisrael, it depends only upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, then we can understand very well this is fine. Because true Avraham Avinu lived before Eretz Yisrael was established. Because when was the Eretz Yisrael established for the first time? for the Kibbutz Yeshua, Avraham Yitzchok lived hundreds of years before the Kibbutz Yeshua. So Eretz Yisrael or Eretz Knoan, as it was called, was not Kodesh B'Kibbutz Yisrael, was not affected in the time of Avraham and Yitzchok. Eretz Knoan was not affected during the Kibbutz Yisrael. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael had, because the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the title that is vested in Klal Yisrael. In other words, so to whom was it given? To Avraham Avinu. So really, the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to the belief in Abzorim, when the Rebbe Yishon said Avraham Avinu lezarach on asati. So memele, so, and taste it. So if we are going to say that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it is grounded in the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael Eretz Knoan had. Eretz Knoan had from the Brisbane Absorim, and so maybe we understand takes us right. The Mistome Avraham v'Yitzchok Hoyodom Be'Eretz Yisrael. Why such a Mistome? Because Kim Avraham Avinu is Kolater Ekole. But if we are going to assume that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael depends upon which is Eretz Yisrael, and if someone will live in the Shom, that Mekinik, Shekob Shuel Mitzrayim, Shekob Shuel Govel, he will not be the kind of mitzvah we rush to be shouted for. So what's the raya that Avraham Avinu, that why, how can this say, Avraham Avinu would certainly not live in a place that is not Eretz Yisrael? Why not? Because Kiyum Kolater Kule. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah depends upon Kudushe. And even by living in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, so Avraham Avinu couldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yerushalayim Yishachubo. Kiyum Avraham Avinu is Kolater Kule. But something that we couldn't be Mekayim now, so it's not right to say that Avraham Avinu tried to be Mekayim. So it's a right of rumor. From this day says that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael does not require Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, only Shem Eretz Yisrael. And then there's another idea, I mean it's Mifurei. First of all, the Kaftur Ferah says that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And even in the Kenyan, Shekom Shur in Israel, Shekom Shur in Bobel, there is a mitzvah of Yeresh Mishapur. But then the Rambam is in Ramitzvahs, where he mentions the Asoge, why the Rambam does not include the Kayam. The mitzvah of Yerushalayim Yishavdei Bo. So he said, "Uma she'amrino miseite, et milcheves Yitzchak, et milcheves Yeshua Lirbeish, eine milcheves neged Agav." So the Rambam explained that milcheves Yeshua Lirbeish means the milchama neged Vayinami. The Rambam says, it doesn't mean Vayinami. Vayinami is a separate mitzvah. But when Gemara says milcheves Yeshua Lirbeish, Gemara means any milchama to take possession of the soil from the boy. Even with Marazeh, he's a milcheves mitzvah. And why was Muhammad Yeshua Muhammad's mitzvah? Also because of the Yerushalayim Yishavdeinbo. The Yerushalayim Yishavdeinbo. Now, so if we say that the mitzvah of the Yerushalayim Yishavdeinbo is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, so then we can understand as to why it was Muhammad's mitzvah. Because when Yeshua started the war against the Zion army, at that moment, so Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Knoan was not yet niskavish Eretz Yisrael, because he became niskavish through the war. But when he started the war, so he had no dushe, so the dushe took effect through the kibush, through the milchamah. So how could, if we were to assume that the mitzvah of the Mishnah Mishavdenbo is grounded in Bishas Eretz Yisrael, so there could be a mitzvah now of waging the war to take possession of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is already Miskadesh. But how could Yeshua be mitzuve to be Kedush Eretz Yisrael? At the time when he started the war, it was not as yet Miskadesh. It became Miskadesh after all the wars of Yeshua. So it's a raya that the mitzvah of Yerusha Mishavdenbo has nothing to do with Kedush Eretz Yisrael, but it has to do with the Shem. Yaakov, Abba Gavi, Kapshua Lepotav, Kidikoma, Abisei Kisudet, Abba Abba Nashi Kikidah, Uyutili Kvish Oroze, Porich, Vimenika Yaakov, Abba Abba Tzvoyla, Hoki Abba Nifter, Abba Ma'adode, Yaakov, Abba Nifter, Ma'adode, Vivish Oroze, Moses is now soiled with moments. So, and he says, so he says, Ramtam says, that alcohol has to be for pure bottles. The right is two rights. One right is Rabbi Abunashi, keep the dark. She wants to have a deco, a saponeo, a sapo, a hailoon. The sapo, a hailoon. So, it's a right that's for pure bottles. So the Ritva says that this is not. This is not. Because even if it's very popular in Babel, but Chiba Sarat is royal, it is. Chiba Sarat is royal, it is. So in other words, so we see, I mean, the Machlikes side, I don't know what the Machlikes is, but you see that the culture of the town, Chiba Sarat is royal, I mean, Chiba Sarat is royal in the sense that the posik of Yerotza Avodecho, Esavoneo, Esapo, Yecheno, that he should kiss the stones and the sand. So that, according to the ritual, it does not have to be based upon Dushe, even without Dushe, just the Kenyan of Am Yisrael. So he endows Eretz Yisrael with Chibet in the sense of Kirotza Avodecho Es Avoneo, Es Aporo, Es Avoneo, Es Aporo Yechinun, and according to Ramitam, so true, Shem Eretz Yisrael is a great significance and the spirit of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So Shem Eretz Yisrael is in all, without Kushas Eretz Yisrael, but in order to have the chivas of it, in the sense of Kirotza Avodecho, Es Avoneo, Es Aporo Yechinun, that requires Dushi. That requires Dushi. I mean, what does a person, what does a Jew kiss? A Jew kisses in the Torah, a Jew kisses in the Jude. I mean, something that has Dushi. So, Memele, if we say that Apo has Dushi, so then it's worthwhile to be kissed. But if he doesn't have Dushi, just the Kenyan of Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't come within the Pasuk, that's Rabbi Tam's slot. So it shouldn't come within the posse of Kirotzo Avodecho Es Avoneo Es Aporo. So that's one raya. But this raya is not such a strong raya, because the Ritva says, if it doesn't have Dushes Eretz Yisrael, so it still has Chivas Eretz Yisrael. But then there's another raya. Well, there is a say, Porich Lemeim Rediak, Lav Me'Eretz Yisrael Ave, Akilif, Rabban Ma'adode, Vakav Mifne Ma'adode, Mifisho Osos in Eretz Yisrael, Vechutz Voretz. Now, turn to the Gemore, Dachayimbo. The Mishnah says that I'm going down it. Harei ze gitei, he will boss him, he can't actually shviei. He gives a get to the Isha to his wife, and he says, this gera she should be affectionate if I don't come back. And he was heading northward, towards the Minas Ayah, northward. And he said, if I don't come back within 30 days, then you should be Midrashim. In other words, if I do come back within 30 days, you should not be refreshed. The oil of the Hundes Ayam, the Yidiyah Akko. So he reached Akko, and then he came back. His little Pnoe, the Mora Sekash, another bed. The main of the Akko of the Hundes Ayam kind, the Akko of the Ayam kind, because the Mora assumed that the Megarish stipulated only one time. In other words, you should be refreshed, he said to his wife, if I don't come back within 30 days, that means, if I reach Chutz La'aretz, and I don't come back, and for 30 days I don't return, then you should be refreshed. But if I reach Chutz La'aretz and I return before 30 days expire, then you should not be refreshed. And he will happily return back immediately with, so the Chozar is Bidugnoi. So it's a raya, the Akum is a yam kind. Vomar of Safne, Kavan Mitzvah, Rabbon Ma'adode, Vakav Mitzvah, Mishun Dosso Otz Israel, Yisroel, Mishun Dosso Otz Israel, Kavan Mitzvah, Rabbon Ma'adode, Mitzvah Yam, Shor Yehudu, Mitzvah Yam, Mitzvah Yam, Mitzvah Yam, Mitzvah Yam, Mitzvah Yam, Hoyu Chavrei Yam, Mitzvah 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 Yam, She also, the Eretz Yisrael, you see, apart from the mitzvah of establishing domicile in Eretz Yisrael, so there, which is incumbent upon everybody, so there is a nisya to go out of Eretz Yisrael. But that nisya to go out of Eretz Yisrael, even for a moment, applies only to a resident of Eretz Yisrael. but someone who is very chutzlaret, but who just came to El Tzlut to visit, he's allowed to go there. He's allowed to go there. She also in the El Tzlut, lotes lechutzlaret. So the Chachomim, the Bnei Al Tzoyel, who accompanied them, who escorted them, they escorted them up to Akko, including Akko, and they entered Akko, and then they said goodbye inside Akko. So it's a riot that Akko were allowed to enter the Bnei Al Tzoyel. So it's a riot that Akko is Al Tzoyel, and Rabbaye, three to a comma, he might know the Zayam, Laudlani, he wish to know the book, and what he gave me, where I seen a letter, he did. Ihr lacht die Hosa, der Leute das ja mal. Der Leute stein Name ist du jetzt, wo die eine im Wort kommt. So, die Morge says, die Morge says, that there is a Nisa, that the Hoche Mai, so we see that it's mutter for a person to walk out from Eretz Yisrael into Akko. So it's a Reihe that Akko, so was kommt schon in the bottom. So what do we see from this coming? First we deduce the raye that the spar of the mitzvah of the Yerushalmi Shavtem Bo. So that was depend upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. That depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Moshe Eretz Yisrael. But now in regard to the Yisya of Osolotzes, Mei Eretz Yisrael Mechut Loretz, in for a moment. Because we are covering with them, my body. They were not allowed to escort them beyond that. Even if they had escorted them, let's say, out to Babel, they would have gone back immediately to Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of an avere would they have been able? The avere of going out for one moment from Eretz Yisrael. If Ben Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael even for one moment. So from this, isn't there a spirit? Because we just saw that from this was in the peer. That the mitzvah of the Yerushalmi of living in Eretz Yisrael. So it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Moshe Eretz Yisrael. So the Neilu one could argue, just as the mitzvah of the Yerushalmi Shavtemo of living in Eretz Yisrael is grounded in Shem Eretz Yisrael, not in Moshe Eretz Yisrael, and one could be kind of mitzvah by living in Beishon too. He doesn't have to live that in Yerushalayim. He can live in Beishon and be kind of mitzvah of Tiras Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalmi Shavtemo. So the Yisya of Osalotzis for Ibn Eretz Yisrael, Osalotzis for Eretz Yisrael, the Chutzlaretz even for one moment, should also depend upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. And if it will depend, and if it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, it should not be Osea to leave a place that is Kopshuoli Bobel and enter for a moment a place that will Kopshuoli Bobel, but Kopshuoli Mitzrayim. So what Raye does Rabbi Tam have? That Akko was Kopshua the Bobel. Maybe Akko was Loi Kopshua the Bobel. Maybe Akko was Loi Kopshua the Bobel. Maybe Akko was Loi Kopshua the Bobel. But it's Kopshua the Mitzrayim. So Mimele, that's why if I maybe get Akko, so he has to say before the Nechtam, good for the Nechtam. Because the Takolim for the Nechtam is based upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dush. Mashenke vis-a-vis the Yisya of Osolosis Be'at Yisroel of Utloed. That is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisroel, just as the mitzvah of Dira is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisroel. So what kind of Raya is that? So we see from this Teisves, the Teisves distinguishes between the mitzvah of Dira Be'at Yisroel and the mitzvah of the Yisya. There is a special Yisya. Especially Yisya, it's an Yisya Rabban. And also what is Me Eretz Yisroel Lechutz Loretz for a Ben Eretz Yisroel. There is a Nisa Rabban of also what is Me Eretz Yisroel Lechutz Loretz. So the Nisa of also what is Me Eretz Yisroel Lechutz Loretz, even for a moment, that applies even to a going out for a moment from a place that has Kedushas Eretz Yisroel into a place that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisroel. That does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisroel. You see, because Rashi, the Sinti, it is a fall. למדחס, פוסק ויחו חופה, פוסק למדחס, אני עד השם הלכיכם אשר יצא ישראל מארץ מצרים, לא עושה שלוחם בסרץ כנען, לי יש לוחם לנקי. So this process שכל הדור בארץ ישראל כמי שיש לו הלכה וחצורה שיש וכל היצא ממנו כאילו אין מידה מזור. כל היצא ממנו, so there is a special alohe. כל היצא ממנו כאילו אין מידה מזור. That's the basis for the Issa of osomosis מארץ ישראל וחוץ לארץ. So the melee, that Issa can apply to it. It certainly can apply to one who is Yetze from a place like Rishon that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, to a place that does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and it also applies to someone who is Yetze from a place that has Gushes Eretz Yisrael into a place that does not have Gushes Eretz Yisrael, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So I'm not a tumble because of me. The Akko is a Hetty of Bore, Hetty is a Hutt for it. Kidimuka will shout, Bohemaya is a Hutt for it. The whole of Mishan and now. So when does the Mishnah say that I'm going to get the Akko? He has to say for Nechtan for Nechtan only if he delivers the gate from the head of Akko that is a Hutt for it. But if he delivers the gate from the head of Akko that is a Hutt for Israel, that is Dushas Eretz Israel, so he doesn't have to say before Nechtan for Nechtan. Behold, the Lord Mishan and Am Mishot, must listen to us in Kalash Nishim Yeh, the Yel Akko, the Chod Abiduk Noe, Hai Lo Yisitzach the Chutz Lorez, Hai Mishim Yeh Tzim Eretz Yisroel, the Yel Tchilo Yisitzach the Eretz Yisroel, the Yel Akko, Mashmo the Tchil Ezakko, Ach Kosh Levi Yidu Omali Kamo, Nichmas Lepon Em Rabi Loi, Omali Al Yivar Sisoyim, Ule Bitchum Eretz Yisroel, Ukrei Lo Tzipei Lo Yeh Isam Yako, Uma Bikach, Mekom Lo Kim Akko Adipe, Apo Kishir Echeiko Mitzipei Ro, Shei Atma Meretz Yisroel, Now Let's See the Gemara. Now go from the base, the third line, Kintan. My is the Bible Mecha, which you get with me, Rabbi Shmuel. Omer in Tzorich, Hanilei Mekonech, Mekonech, Tarei in Tzorich. Omer in Mekonech, Natom, Rabbi Mekvar Sisoi Ani. Omer in Tzorich, Hanilei Mekonech, Mekonech, Tarei in Tzorich. Omer in Tzorich, Hanilei Mekonech, Mekonech, Tarei in Tzorich. Lachash, Yotzo, Nirlech, Mekonech, Rabbi Loye. Omer in Rabbi, Vali Mekvar Sisoi. So what did Rabbi Shmuel Pasken? Rabbi Shmuel Pasken, that one and who delivers a get from Farsi Soye has to say before a necht abu, before a necht. That's what Rabbi Shmuel passed. So nichtas lefone Rabbi Loye, omalei Rabbi, vali Farsi Soye, mublad bitchum Eretz Yisroel, lukhe yu etzipei ro yeisa maako, utnam Rabbi Meir in Rako, ki Eretz Yisroel legiti, vapil Rabbonu lepligal in Rabbi Meir lebaako, dibil chike, abu Farsi Soye, dikreve, loy, omalei, omalei, Well, answered, "Shtek, shtek. Oy, you have done better, Yotzor. Oy, you name shall be zok play. Come away." So Rabbi Shmuel didn't mean that he was required. So it was just an Eitz David. Who is he? Will come. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says that actually, and Rabbi Shmuel himself considered that if a shliach delivers a gift from Farsi Soye, he doesn't have to say for nachi for nachi. Even though Farsi Soye is Chutz Loretz, but it's Mublaz B'tchum Eretz Yisroel. So it's closer to Eretz Yisroel than Akko. So since Rav Meir holds that even from Akko, you don't have to say for Akko. True, the Rabbon Mechilek can be faster than Rabbonon, but Rabbon Mechilek can be out to Akko. But Eretz Yisroel, which is closer to Eretz Yisroel than Akko, so even the Rabbon of Rav Meir will agree that he doesn't have to say for Akko. So there is a Zikashe against Rav Netam. He says, against Rav Netam Shittis, that when does the Mishnah say that from Akko you have to say before an Akko, before an Akdam, only the Shliya believer to get from the second level of Akko. The half of Akko, that is Lesat Chutzon. But if Shliya, who are the believer? Again, from the first level of Akko, the half of Akko, that is Lesat Yisrael, so you wouldn't have to say before an Akko, before an Akdam. So Memele, so that means that in Akko we have two halves. This half of Akko, let's say Yisrael is here, and Chutzon is here. So this if Shliya delivers a get from this step of Akko, so he doesn't have to say before. If he delivers a get from this step of Akko, he has to say before an Akko, before an Akko. So that means that Akko, the same city, has two halves. So the half of Akko, that is Nitzat Chutzlor, is certainly very, very close to the half of Agud and Eretz Yisrael, because half of the same city is Eretz Yisrael itself. Mashenkin Bas Yisrael, that's only moved Labitchon Eretz Yisrael. It is surrounded on three sides, or the other pshat, it's within the radius of 2,000 miles of Eretz Yisrael. But it's not part of the same city, it's not Eretz Yisrael. So what is more close to Eretz Yisrael? The half of Akkad is at Chutz Loretz, or Bas Yisrael. Obviously, the half of Akkad is at Chutz Loretz is closer to the half of Akkad is at Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Yisrael Mamesh. Is much closer to the head of Akkad that is Nitzat Eretz Yisrael than Kvas Yisrael is to Tzipele. Tzipele is only Mugle B'Sechtrum Eretz Yisrael. And here, it's more than Mugle B'Sechtrum. It's included in the same city as Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, so how could Rabbi Moya say? How could Rabbi Moya say that the Rabbonon of Reb Meir Aron Yechelik in regard to Akko, Akko is distant. But in regard to Kvas Yisrael, which is relatively close, not, no! Akko is more relatively close than Kvas Yisrael, because the half of Akko, that is Litzat Chutz Loretz, is very, very close to the half of Akko Zadar Yisrael. It's more than movement is here from Eretz Yisrael. It's within the same city, within the same city limits. ומה ביקח מקום בוקים אחלה דיבה אבל כשמקרית בי קומצפירה שיעז לך את רצון ואי דרך די וכמון דיבי חרב לו איסור להיות לחיוס ולתנן אבל כי ארץ ישראל הוא גיטי וגיטני לעבוד עם לי כל שכסוי את דמרח יתובה עד הרבה סוי הדיבה דנדד הקש כי במסליס נאי למצד של חוץ לורת וכסובה כי בשיוחית שמי כיבוש ואבי עצמא ארץ ישראל ואוכל מבוי אלי אבי כי מחרב לארץ ישראל כי בנשמי כיבוש או ידיל לו כיבן יאפה תומי כחוץ לא רדם נאו, ענת הגמורה חפי ברבי ואיזה נבאי אסטוודר המי חרב לו איסורי איזיות לחיו זנת ענדת הבאי גאו זה כבר התמן לא מעד כי בשיוחית שמי כיבוש so the more is patient that is yosel echeos nisuo Gemeer in de rakel gaat de soil en gieten. We gieten dat pres om het alle. We gieten een laag wat in looi. We poos kun zo je de merken en toe. Zo, sinds Gemeer, even Gemeer. Hoe favor zaak. We gaan we gieten. Zo, he says, we have body, if somebody is meeger en even. To Akko, so then, he is your to Lecheus. So Akko, that is close, he is your to Lecheus. So Zuye, that is closer, that is farther away, is certainly for Chayos. But according to Rabbetan, when the Mishnah that says Akko is Kibbutz Loretz has reference to the half of Akko that is Litzat Chutz Loretz. So Memele, when Reb Meir says that Akko is Kibbutz Loretz, he has reference even to the half of Akko that is Litzat Chutz Loretz. So that implies we get to name Labo Delay. So the head of Akko is at Chutz Loretz has it been of Chutz Loretz with Gabi Avodi. But, so what's the Raya coach to sue you in the middle of the Tube? But this Abaye is a little bit of Mandoma, Kibishok is making Bush. If Kibishok is making Bush, so sue you is out of Israel. But the head of Akko is at Chutz Loretz is Chutz Loretz. So why does he want to say coach? No, he and his enemies. Akko, that is, we are dealing with the head of Akko that is at Chutz Loretz. So there, it's your Tzolecheus. Masha'im kim suya, koni mandoa kim yokish mei kibush. So it's our Tzisroi. So the second question. Boi, if I even come with Rabbi Suya Tzolecheus, then Akko kia Tzolecheus. It may have been late, because Suya Tzolecheus tuve, and Rabbi Suya Adile, kim masi tahim tashu chutz loretz, because Rabbi Suya Tzolecheus mei kibush, but Rabbi Atzma Tzisroi, loch mi boi, yam kim ikhrab za Tzisroi, kim ish mei kibush, yitim lo, kim na akotome, kim chutz loretz, ואם הרים, דאחתו עם תשעות Tzisroi, צוחרים לו לבונתם. So Israel can't have a time. Have a time, she is that when does the Mishnah say, when does the Rabbonah say the Mishnah, that I may be get me Akko? He has to say, from the moment if he brings it from the half of Akko, it's at Chutz Loretz. But if he brings the Shliya, brings the get from the half of Akko, it's at the soil, he doesn't have to say, from the Akko. Then he says that even if he has to bring the get from the half of Akko, that it's at the Eretz Yisrael, he still has to say, from the Akko. Because Panechtam does not depend upon Eretz Yisrael, it primarily depends upon between the Kaimei. But Raya, I mean, this doesn't mention Bobel also has anything about Israel. Bobel certainly does not have wishes about Israel. Why? Because Bobel, they are many from the Chachomim, they are from the Dinim, so in the Kaile, they are from the Shmo. So Memele, in a general way, Eretz Israel were Kaile Shmo. And they were able to recount it. But if you find a certain city in Eretz Israel that they were not Kaile Shmo, and they were not able to recount it, because it was away from the center of Eretz Israel, from the Bonitim, from the Talmud Chachomim. So there, even that city in Eretz Israel, it has a thing of Chutzlor, as Ligabu Konechtu Konechtam. So even the half of Akkad Zad Eretz Israel, since it is far away from the Iker HaYishu, and from Bonitim, and from Talmud Chachomim, from Yeshivas, so it's not Kiryas Shmo, it's not even Tzimri Kaimei, so you have to say Konechtu. ואם נגיד לך, אז עושה שאולי מפונחת, ושזיר לך גורדו, אני כי הישבר זה שרוער, הוא מופלק נאי שימא סוגות הדינים, וכי יש לי תארץ, גם באשקל, גם ברקל מחד, סוגות את הביסי, נרדי זה סד בקשה, אשקל מארץ ישראל, סורמתם יותר אצל לבובו וכבשו, דבי says, no, we don't have to say לבובו וכבשו, maybe לבובו וכבשו אשקל, but אשקל was רוחק בקשה ישבר את ישראל, and מפונחת ופונחת, depends upon the proximity to the Potetini in Eretz Israel, to the base of Tres Nagoru and Potetini and to the Talmud Chachamim, the Yishim. Abol Gav, the Biram Yiratu Vachaka, Vahash the Bobo Shavir, Vahas Yisrael, the Gorov in Tzepere, Shom Zilik Yai Yishiv Eretz Israel, Tzvei Yaakov, the Rochek Yai Yishiv Eretz Israel, Abol Gav, the Akko Yaakov Eretz Israel, Vahas Yisrael, the Chutz Loret, the Gorov in Poshit Shavir, Kim Nikamulay, the Mubas Mahame, Kim Mamish Eretz Israel, Kim Nuri Dom Amuroy, Shem Rozmut, Vim Tema, Yom Abi Yerushalmi, המכר רבי לעכו, יוצא לחירוס, רבשים נוגע רבי מניר, אפילו מעכו לעכו, וכיוון דאפי ביסי צ'אט של ארץ ישראל יוצא לחירוס, וכי מעכו לעכו אמה יוצא לחירוס, כיו דחושב בחוץ לארץ. ויש לימה, בני דחושב בחוץ לארץ, וגבי איתני של ארץ ישראל, וגבי חוץ לארץ דחושב ארץ ישראל. Now I'm not going to explain that, but I'll leave it with you, you can make copies. מאמין אני אסקור את השיטס of the town, and the שיטס, the שיטה of the region, the שיטה of the region. I mean, other Shidushin methods have to be discussed in conjunction with that. But for next time, so I'll discuss in detail, I mean the Shita of the Tam, the Shita of the Ri, in connection with Akko and in connection with other matters. Now, but you should go look over a certain Yerushalmi in Yiddish, about that. That's Yerushalmi, the Bible, you know, specified in Halochet, I mean, the second Mishnah. I mean, Halochet means it's part of our Mishnah, but in the Yerushalmi is the second Mishnah. Halochet means the Yerushalmi about that is that came on Dalet, on page 9. So, yeah, on Dalet, it starts on Dalet, it starts the last line in that page of Dalet, the last line, Reforma, Hamicharat, Lachios, Lachios. That's the Yerushalmi that Jesus mentions. That's the Yerushalmi that Jesus mentions. The Hamich Rabu Akko, Yosu Lechirus, Rebushim Nomi Terebiut Meiria, Afilu Naako Lako. So Jesus says, Vechim Da, Afilu Nisi Sacha Vea Tisroi Yosu Lechirus, Iki Naako Lako Ma Yosu Lechirus, Iki Nechoshim Tukus Lorez, Vini Shlei Ma Adinei, Nechoshim Tukus Lorez, Vigab Yika Yishu Vea Tisroel, Vigab Yichut Lorez, Nechoshim Vea Tisroel. I mean, what I say here, briefly, can be summarized in a few words. In other words, Tesis makes the re-mention of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if someone sells the Hebrew Knight to the first half of Akko, it's Yotzal Hebrews. To the half of Akko that is borders upon the Eretz Yisrael, that is not Eretz Yisrael. Then the Shimon of the Rebbeinu says that even if the Hebrew Knight lived in the first half of Akko, and then the Orton sold it to a master in the second half of Akko, is also Yotzal. So the question is, Monash, if when one sells an event from the Al-Sisroel Mamish to the first step of Akko, it's Yotzal Chayus, so obviously the first step of Akko is Chutzlor. So why do we say that if he sells the event from the first step of Akko, the second step of Akko is also Yotzal Chayus? So he sells him from Chutzlor to Chutzlor. So this is the Teres. Yishnim Adonai, the Choshim to Chutzlor, the Gabi Yika, Nishnim Ad Yisroel, the Gabi Chutzlor, the Choshim to Chutzlor. So what I say is this, I mean really, first of all, Abu Tam Sifra Yosha says, in so many words, that even though the Yerushalmi says that Akko has two halves, one head of tobacco is out of soil, one head of tobacco is for soil. So what it means is that the one head of tobacco that brought that it will tap out the soil, so it's called out the soil, because not only one, it's high cage, it will go below also cage. So it can push us out the soil as well. The second head of tobacco, the head of tobacco is at food soil, that the ocean calls food soil, so it's called food soil, according to Ramadan. So it's called Chutzloetz because the Ramatam says this in Rayosha in so many words, explicitly. That the second of Abako, so it's called Chutzloetz because the Rivot will not give a shit. But the Mitzrayim will give a shit with it. So that means, according to Ramatam, the first of Abako not only has Dushas out Israel, not only has Shem out Israel, but has Dushas out Israel as well. Second of Abako, so Dushas out Israel is also there. But Shemer al Tzoyl, this is according to Ramatam. And this Ramatam says himself, Zivayosh. Now, the Rishite is that the first of Abak, that the Yerushalmi comes out of Israel, is called out of Israel, because they will try more Kibish, the first of Abak. They will try more Kibish, the first of Abak. So the melee. But the Rebobel were not in Kadesh, the first of Abako. But it's called out of Israel because it's in the Shema out of Israel. The second of Abako, that the Oshalmik was full Israel, because even the Mitzrayim were not Kadesh, the second of Abako. Even the Mitzrayim were not Kadesh, the second of Abako. It wasn't in Kamu, in the Kulim, Shalitla, Abolavim. Or the Mitzrayim could have been Kadesh, as the Rambam and the Ritva says. But the Ritva says in Hittim that it's like so, because it wasn't included in the Purim, but Shemitul Avramavim. So in Mele, it's not even called Kopshua and Mitzrayim. So it's just like Kibishot. So the first Nebopako, according to me, has a Shema al Tisrael. And the second Nebopako was not even Mitnol Avramavim. Was not even Mitnol Avramavim. So in Mele, the Rini says as follows. Hamech Rav Le'ako Yotzor Heus. If Sa'idon himself there at night to the from Yerushalayim to the first of Abako, so he sells him from a place that is Dushas out to a place that has Hashem out of Israel. So Yotzor Heus. Why? Because this aloche that Hamech Rav Le'chus Lo'at Yotzor Heus is Ignas. Why the Chachomim comes the Odin who was Mech Rav Le'chus Lo'at. So the thesis reading really explains it on the basis that he was Mafkia, the Vitnayim from his Satu's bones. As long as the Vitnayim lived in Israel, the Vitnayim was able to have a chilek in the Mitzvah Satu's bones. But the moment he sells the Vitnayim to a Vester who lives in Chutzloretz, so he deprives the Vitnayim of an opportunity of fulfilling Mitzvah Satu's bones. So that's the Knas. That's the thesis reading. Rashi Nashaleach explains, and in the first day of the he explains this aloha, Vamichrab, the Huslor, just like he was, that Siknas Hachonim, because he made the Ebbetnaim being the Ebbetnaim, or for some of his now to slow the Huslor. So in the mail, the rehold that both dragon. The Chachomim counts in the Messiah who sells an Ebbetnaim to Huslor for both reasons. For the reason mentioned by this sleeve, because he deprives the Ebbetnaim of the opportunity of being the kindness that he's borrowed, and the reason mentioned by Rashi, because he causes him to be there on the Messiah of Huslor to start for the Huslor. So the mail of Yerushalmi says, Hamei Chirab Yilako, if suppose the Ebbetnaim will be Yerushalayim. And then the master sold this Ebbetnaim to a master in the first of Abako. The first of Abako does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem Eretz Yisrael it is. So he goes to the Heus. Why? Because of the disasleep stuff. Because he deprived the Eved of the opportunity of fulfilling the Mitzvah for his voice. Reb Shimon of the Reb Yudin Neimeir, Apilu Me'ako Le'ako, suppose that the Ebbetnaim lived in the first of Abako. And then the master married to another master in the second level. So there is also your Torahs, because as far as the Yisrael of Osotzim Yatzis for the Chutzloretz, so if someone lives in the artist's world that has Shem artist's world. And then he goes out to a city that does not even have Shem artist's world. So his whole family is out of Osamotis artist's world who's lying. Some may let the time of Rashi apply. So that's why he's Yotzlachem was in both situations. In the situation where the Odin sells and at night from Ikar artist's world, let's say from Yerushalayim, where that has vicious artist's world, to the first of a battle. It does not have vicious artist's wife, but has only a shem artist's wife. So he deprives him of the opportunity of being a kind of sacrifice for it. So because of this, it's rich stuff. So the Chachamim counseled him, and he's your tradition. Then, Rav Shimon of the Rav Yudin says, may see, Abdul Makal Akko, if he, the time he originally was in the first of Abakko. So he had no opportunity to be the kind of sacrifice for it. But now, but at least he lived in his in a place that had the Shem out as well. Now he's holding to a master that lives in the second of a Bako that does not even have a Shem out as well, that does not meet the Lavo Mavino. So, Mimele, he was given to him, he should be even the Isa of us what is now soil of Uzmoed. So again, a knaf. This is according to me, according to Rabbi Tam, that the first of Hebo Bako, so has even Dushas out as well, so he couldn't say that the ratio of the pricing, means that if someone from Yerushalayim and not from Yerushalayim sold them at 90 to a master in the first of Obako, so it's Yotzalecheus because he deprived him of the opportunity of being kind of way for it. Because according to Rabbi Tam, so the first of Obako has pushed out his oil, so he didn't deprive him of an opportunity. He was to give him of his way for it. So Rabbi Tam will have to explain in Yerushalayim the ratio of the price in Yerushalmi, Hamicha Rabbi Lako Yotzalecheus, that the Mekane says that if someone, let's say, who lives in Yerushalayim, in a place that has Bishas Eretz Yisrael, sells the Eved 90 to a Mester, in the second Hebobah, is Yotzalecheus, because the second Hebobah, according to Rabbi Tam, does not have Bishas Eretz Yisrael. And he transferred it from Yerushalayim that had Bishas Eretz Yisrael into the second Hebobah. So he was Matkiahim of Mitzvah for his boy. So if she knows the Yudin, he's made him. Why that gave somebody sold in the Tiny from Yerushalayim to the second of Abako? Even if he sold the Tiny from the first of Abako to the second of Abako, he's also Yotelechels. Because the first of Abako, like Yerushalayim, has Mitzvah for his boy. And the second of Abako only had the Shemir of Israel. This is how Rabbi Tam will have to explain it. Not only the Isves, but I just want to discuss the Isves. I assume that you went over the Batroa and the Basitsko on the Isves. Now, but I'll just mention it briefly without discussing the more Suvis of Kofein, which is not negated to this Isves. Now, Isves, the really ask. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Tam and Uri. According to Rabbi Tam, now both assume that there are two halves of Akko. That's based upon the Yerushalmi. Now, the only one who doesn't mention that Akko, there are two halves, is the Rambam. Alright, so the Rambam, what all the other Rishayim, they say that half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael, half of Akko is Yerushalmi. And it's based upon the Yerushalmi. So according to Rabbi Tam, when the Mishnah says, when Tanakam says in this Mishnah that Akko is like Chutzlaret and Gabi Get, so it has reference to the second step of Akko, that is like Chutzlaret. But if the Shliach is maybe in Get from the first step of Akko, that is Tzadar Yisrael, then it doesn't have to say Ponech to Ponech. When Rabbi Meir says Akko ki Yisrael Gittin, he means even the second step of Akko, that is Tzad Chutzlaret, the old resident of Yisrael. And the Rabbi Nachid, the second of Abako has a deal of Chutzlaret. But the first of Abako, so there is no machlik as a contrary now. The Ri is Chayim, and he says that when the Mishnah says that when Rabbonim say that Akko has a deal of Chutzlaret, it has reference even to the first of Abako. They have Abako in Tzadar Yisrael. And why? Because it's Ochek Mikraish. So the Ri raises two kashis against Rabbi Tam. One kashi is One Kashi is that when the get was brought before Rabbi Shmuel from Tzvansisoye, so Rabbi Shmuel told the Shliach to say Panechta Panechta. And it turned out that he didn't tell him to say Panechta Panechta because he was a fool. But as an entertainment, in order that the Baal shouldn't be mine. But Rabbi Roy thought that Rabbi Shmuel required him to say Panechta Panechta. Because on the score of Chutzlot. So the lawyer said before Rabbi Shmuel, why should Farsi so you have enough Chutzlot? We see that Rabbi Meir says that in Lako, which is relatively far, so which is not Muglen, has it in Abarat Yisrael. And so according to Rabbi Meir, certainly, if Akko that is relatively far has it in a Eretz Yisrael, it can be eaten. So Kvas Yisrael certainly should have it in a Eretz Yisrael. But even the Rabbonim of Rabbi Meir would say that Akko is a din of Chutz La'aretz. So it's only Akko because it's relatively far. But Kvas Yisrael that is moving to Chutz La'aretz, which is not so far. So even the Rabbanon will agree that it doesn't even matter this one. So Rabbi Shmuel, says mistake. But the truth is that Rabbi Shmuel didn't require the Shliach to say Panechta Panechta. Only Mitiras is a thing. So Kasha did the basis against Rabbi Tam, according to Rabbi Tam, that when does the Rabbanon say that Akash? Yeah.